Since the Frank Murkowski administration, every Alaska governor has offered his or her own version of oil tax reform. Now Governor Bill Walker is expressing concern with aspects of the current tax regime. He took to the pages of the Alaska Dispatch News today to say the state is currently collecting less oil tax money than it's paying out. With the free fall in oil prices, Walker wrote that the state is expecting to collect $524 million in revenue this fiscal year. Meanwhile, oil companies are eligible for $750 million in credits. He called the situation irresponsible and unsustainable and said the revenue problem must be addressed from all angles. But in an interview with APRN, Walker said that doesn't mean legislators should prepare for an oil tax fight this session.
Oh, no. No, I think that we have to look, you know, sort of across the board and give some thought. You know, nothing may be this year, and I'm not looking at going in and making any you know, significant changes. But it's just a kind of, I feel part of my job is making sure, you know, Alaskans know what I know. And this is unusual.
Last year, the state collected $2.6 billion in production taxes alone. The state still expects to collect $2 billion in royalties, corporate income taxes, and property taxes from oil production. Senator Bill Willikowski, a Democrat from Anchorage, has been a vocal critic of the state's new oil tax structure. He says the law provides larger tax credits to oil companies as the price of oil declines.
It's sort of this reverse system that was put in place, this really unusual system that they put into place, where at a time when the state needs the money more, we actually give out larger credits to the oil industry. And that, in my opinion, is a flaw within the system. The other flaw is we're actually at a point where we're going to be paying out more in production tax credits than we're taking in revenue, very likely. We will be, aside from our royalties and corporate income taxes, which we get some money for, we're essentially paying the oil companies to take our oil through production tax credits, which is simply unsustainable.
Senator Willikowski, would the state be doing any better at oil prices this low under the previous tax structure, ACES?
No, we wouldn't. In fact, we would probably be paying out a little bit more under ACES. Here's the difference. Under ACES, we didn't do as well on low prices, but we made much, much more on the high end. And so you recognize over the course of time, oil prices are low, oil prices are high, you will eventually balance that out. And you've got to have a system to be durable that takes into account the highs and lows of oil prices. And so what we did with ACES was we gave up the low end in exchange for more at the high end. And so now we're in a situation where we're essentially paying the oil companies to take our oil. When the price of oil goes back up in a few years, which it's very likely to do, we won't be able to get any more revenue back through this system to make up for the tremendous bleeding of revenue that we're having right now.
Do you think, given those circumstances, that there will be momentum in the legislature for revising SB 21?
You know, I think one of the things that we didn't give a fair enough look at was the impact of SB 21 at very low prices. And all you need to do is look at the projections from the last revenue forecast, which shows massive deficits for years to come. So something needs to change, and the people of Alaska need to have a good debate about whether or not they want an income tax, a sales tax, or whether or not we want to get our fair share for our resources.
Senator Bill Willikowski is a Democrat from Anchorage. Senator Kathy Geisel is a Republican from Anchorage, and she helped craft the new oil tax law. She says the tax structure is designed to bring in more revenue at lower oil prices than the previous law, ACES.
This year, we would have been facing $1 billion, $1 billion with a B, dollars, in tax credit liability under the former tax structure called ACES. And we knew that. So we have significantly reduced that burden, that credit burden, by reducing the number of credits in the new tax structure and actually increasing the percent tax at lower production, at lower per barrel price. So do we need to set the base tax, the minimum tax, a little higher? I don't know. Maybe. On the other hand, what we're experiencing right now is a normal valley and in prices. I expect, like everyone is opining, that yes, we're setting a new normal. It's going to be lower. But I do think that the price is going to rise again above $50 a barrel and probably settle around 80.
Do you think that proponents of SB 21 adequately considered, thought about the possibility of low oil prices or prices dropping as low as they have when this law was being written?
And I was one of those people, and yes, we did. That's why we actually raised the tax as the price per barrel went down. If you go back and take a look at those committee hearings, you'll see that exact discussion taking place. Did we know about the credits and the debt that we would owe? Yes, we did. And we compared what we were creating in Senate Bill 21 to what was in ACES. And ACES, as I said earlier, we were looking at $1 billion in liability there.
Kathy Geisel is a Republican senator from Anchorage.